This is KUT. The Austin City Council has approved a new program to educate homeowners who are being targeted by house flippers. As KUT's Saida Hassan reports, residents in gentrifying neighborhoods are speaking out about what can feel like constant pressure to sell their homes.
Gilbert and Jane Rivera bought their home in the Rosewood neighborhood of East Austin in 1983. They paid $39,000 for it.
17 years later, our home was worth $79,000. From 2000 to 2017, another 17 years, our home, we are paying taxes on our home that is now worth over $500,000.
And that's not easy. The Riveras are both seniors living on fixed incomes, and they've done what they can to hold on to their home. But as the neighborhood around them continues to change, Gilbert Rivera says they get near constant offers from real estate investors looking to buy them out. He says that pressure can be intimidating.
Every single day, we get phone calls, we get letters in the mail, we get people knocking on our doors, telling us it is time for us to move out, because this is a property that is going to be gentrified. And we are in constant fear of losing our homes because of gentrification, because of lack of being unable to pay our taxes.
Last week, the Austin City Council took action that could help families like the Riveras navigate the constant calls and pressure to sell. Councilmember Delia Garza, who represents District 2, brought forth the measure. It calls for creating a new educational campaign for homeowners. The effort would include outreach in neighborhoods that are often targeted by real estate investors and potentially create a hotline to refer homeowners to real estate agents and legal resources. Garza says if people choose to sell, they can typically get much more money by going through an agent rather than a flipper.
If you get this offer, this is not your only opportunity to sell. There's real estate agents who will work with you to find the fair market value. And also talking to a realtor, she said that's really the most protection for homeowners, is if they put their house on the market.
This resolution is part of what Garza and some other council members are calling the Housing Justice Agenda. It's a series of policies aimed at curbing displacement and better integrating Austin's housing. Based on what she's hearing from constituents, Garza says house flippers seem to be targeting some of the most vulnerable families in East and Southeast Austin.
That's where low-income families build their wealth, is in their home, you know, their home equity. And you know, I know that for me, that's been the case. And so it just seems kind of predatory.
The city manager is expected to report to City Council in June with best practices and ideas for how to roll out the education campaign. Saida Hassan, KUT News.